Joining us on the telephone line right now is Abraham Weisfeld. The story of your court case, of the battle that you've gone through, and the splendid victory.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on recognizing the justice of my cause before the judge herself came down with the favorable decision in the matter. And it's been rare that any media have been willing to cover the case. Even now, the regular media has not responded, even though this has formed a precedent, both in terms of students' rights and in terms of jurisprudence, you know, in allowing the court to intervene and oblige the administration of a university to actually follow its own rules and regulations. And the judge, Danielle Grenier, has announced in her decision that she welcomed the legal recourse, recours légal. She welcomed the legal action of myself. She canceled the decision of the Université de Québec à Montréal in 2005 to expel me from the doctoral program in political science.
Let's outline the situation. You presented a doctoral thesis, and the doctoral thesis, although fitting every single qualification, was refused specifically because of ideological differences, and as a result, they expelled your thesis. That is not fair. You took that to court, and the judge decided in your favor, and therefore, it will be a precedent-setting case that no student's doctoral thesis will be thrown out simply because of ideological differences.
This case now forms a precedent that will support any other student who writes a doctoral thesis is treated in an ideological manner rather than an academic manner. So my thesis was already accepted after major modifications. Then one member of the jury asked for minor modifications, which were in effect, you know, a tactic to block the progression of the thesis to the final defense hearing and then the diploma. When the minor modifications were completed and they were accepted by the director of the thesis, then the regular procedure is to proceed immediately to a defense hearing at which an evaluation is conducted because all the requirements have been fulfilled. But in my case, this administrator, upon hearing from one member of the jury that he didn't like, you know, what I wrote in terms of the minor modifications because I came out in support basically of the Palestinian refugees' right of return to Palestine. This guy, you know, who had an MBA only as a qualification, who didn't read the thesis even, just expelled it without the right of appeal.
Ideological basis, differences between what your thesis was contending and what he personally believed.
Yes. Now, the judge has declared that I have the right to defend my thesis. My thesis is unblocked, and now I can go to my defense, and I can get my evaluation and find an academic publisher, you know, who will actually get my thesis out into the academic world so it can be read and have some effect, you know, on the whole Palestine-Israel situation.
Abraham, we spoke earlier about precedents. Will this case set a precedent for other students whose thesis may be otherwise rejected simply for ideological basis? If this case is the precedent-setting case, is this a precedent-setting case that actually allows the students to explore fully the limits of their own minds and not be limited by the university administration?
Yes. I understand that the administration at UCOM has met yesterday to decide on how to proceed in my case. And in speaking with the department and my thesis director, the administration now is treating me with what's called prudence. Prudence meaning, well, they better sort of, you know, do it, you know, right this time, you know, because they certainly didn't do it, you know, the way it's supposed to be according to the regulations in the first instance. So now administrations in any university, once they find out about this, are going to be very careful of how they treat students. And students will be able to have confidence in their own views and in presenting their own views in writing their academic thesis. Previously, one was advised, oh, you better not sort of say or write anything that could be picked on by any one member of the jury. You can get through your thesis as easily as possible and get your position in the faculty, you know, as a course lecturer, and then you're not supposed to say too much or do too much, you know, out in the open, especially in terms of activism, in case you don't get approved for tenure, you know, in years to come. And then, supposedly, when you get tenure, then you can sort of, you know, mouth off. Mm-hmm. However, even when you have tenure, like Professor Norman Finkelstein in the United States, this whole game trying to suppress the most educated of people not to speak out, you know, on the most controversial of issues is now broken. Now we have a legal precedent which allows people to actually speak out and prove, you know, what their position is, and in terms of a thesis at the very least.
Let me ask you, Abraham, what has been the result of this game? Has it been the limiting of society's ability to move forward because we're limiting the ideas that to enable society to move forward?
Oh, this has been a control mechanism previously. You know, in the most furthest reaches of society, in civil society terms, in the academic institutions, which are supposed to be the freest forum for discussion and the most open sort of forum for the consideration of views which are not of the mainstream, but which will influence the mainstream and become part of the mainstream in the future. Now, this block at this, you know, academic level now is removed. Now, students and faculty are free to speak out, and they have a certain degree of protection by this legal decision, which forms the precedent, which can always be referred to in any legal defense that's required to defend an individual against the suppression of their views.
In your opinion, has this been a common occurrence for students to have encountered over the years, and most of them just abridge their thesis? Do you think this has been the case up to this point?
Yes. Up to this point, students have been very reluctant to actually do original presentations in their doctoral thesis. Certainly in the master's memoir, you know, thesis, students have been very reluctant to do anything that is going to present a difference of opinion with any other member of the faculty.
Now that you have stood up, you have challenged the university system in court, set a precedent for all students, do you think that it is more important the example of what you did free the abilities of all students? And should that be just as important a precedent set to other students who are looking at your case and seeing the results of it?
They should understand this to be a precedent which will defend them in the future. It should be well known, and it should be presented widely, you know, even by word of mouth, you know, so that other students, especially doctoral students, will know that they can refer to this case to their own administration, to their own thesis director, and to their own jury, and to their own administration, that they will not accept any proposals that they do major modifications and throw out, you know, their ideas because they're not going to be acceptable to all members of a particular, you know, jury, and that they have to forego any original work as a student to some later time, which continually gets, you know, pushed, you know, to a later time until there is no time left in their lives to actually accomplish anything. Hmm.
Abraham Weisfeld, we are all very well aware of the ramifications and the repercussions of challenging the system. And I think that everybody, every student who is currently enrolled in any university owes you a deep, great debt of gratitude for what you have done over the last 4 years in challenging the university systems, basically opening up the ability of freedom of thought for all students currently enrolled in university. Abraham Weisfeld, thank you very much.
Thank you.